Sofer in Israel called me and asked me whether there's a market for writing Megillas Esther in English and having people be yotzei the mitzvah of Megillah reading by a Megillah that's written in English. He saw online that there was a rabbi who said that it's possible to do that. So he wanted to know what my thoughts were. So the truth is that if you look in the Mishnah, in Maseches Megillah, which Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, there the Mishnah says that HaKoreh Es HaMegillah, if you read the Megillah, L'mafreya, backwards, Lo Yotza, you're not Yotze. And one of the other examples of not being Yotze, if you said if you read it B'chol Lashon in any language other than Hebrew, you're not Yotze. But then he says, then the Mishnah says, V'al Korin Osa L'lo Azos, Belaz. But you can read it to people who understand foreign languages in that foreign language. So on the one hand, the Mishnah says that you can't read it in any language, but to a foreigner, you can. And the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, reconciles this seeming inconsistency by saying that when it comes to someone who understands the language, then they're Yotze in a foreign language. But if they don't understand the foreign language, then they can't be Yotze. So if I understand English, then I can read a Megillah in English, presumably. But if I don't understand English, then I can't read a Megillah in English. And the Gemara also says, though, that when it comes to someone who doesn't understand Hebrew, he can still be Yotze, the mitzvah of Megillah. Because mitzvahs kriya, pirsumei nisa, it's a mitzvah of kriya, of reading the Megillah, and there's pirsumei nisa, that even if you don't understand the meaning of the Hebrew text, then other people can tell you what it means. It's the way Rashi understands it. However, for a foreign language, like, say, English in our context, you have to understand it. And that's how the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel and Dal, it's how the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim paskens in Siman Tav Resh Tzadi, Saif Ches and Tes, that again, when it comes to our standard Megillahs, that they're all in Hebrew, even if I don't understand the language, I'm Yotzei, the mitzvah of Megillah reading. But if I do not understand Hebrew, and I only understand English, I speak English, understand English, then I can have a Megillah that's written in English, and I can read it in English and be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Megillah reading. That being said, we know that nobody does that, or very few people do that. I don't know of anyone who does that. So why not? What's the problem of a Megillah reading, of a Megillah that's written in English and read in English? So there are two primary issues. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch, in that same siman in Or HaChaim Tav Resh Tzadi, Seif Yud Aleph says, Yesh limchos biyad ha-korim lenashim ha-megillah b'lashon laz, av pi sheksuv b'lashon laz. That we should protest amongst those who read to the women the Megillah in a foreign language, even if it's written in that foreign language. And some of the commentaries explain, it's not saying only reading to women, I could read to both men and women. The issue that may have been the common practice in some places that men were reading the Megillah to women in a foreign language. What's the issue with this halacha, which seems to be that you can write a Megillah in English and read the Megillah in English, because that's based on the Gemara. What's the issue? It's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. So why, though, does the Shulchan Aruch write we should protest against those who do this? So the Rivash in Siman Shin Pei Ches writes that when you write the Megillah and read the Megillah in a foreign language, you have to understand every word. And there are certain words in the Megillah that cannot easily be translated, like the phrase of Achashderonim B'nei HaRamachim. We don't really understand what that phrase means. Even the Gemara says that we, the Chachamim, do not even understand what it means. There are perhaps some translations as to what this phrase means, but there are certain Persian words that are written in the Megillah, we don't understand what it means. So in Hebrew, it's okay if you don't understand what it means. But in a foreign language, it's a problem if we don't understand what the word means. We have to know what every word means. So the Rivash says that's a problem. Now, the Beis Yosef writes, well, I have a solution. Why don't we write the Megillah in the foreign language. And then when it comes to those phrases that we don't know what they mean, write them in Hebrew. And so at the end of the day, what are we doing? We will read the Megillah, let's say in our context, in English. When you get to the word Achashtarani B'nai Ramachim, we'll say that in Hebrew. And it's okay, what's the big deal? We're saying in two different languages. That's not, that doesn't invalidate the Megillah. The Megillah is still kosher. So what's the problem? So the Ran writes, no, that he has a problem with this, and he says that our translations are not precise and they would invalidate the reading completely. And so he's not a fan. And so that's the first reason, even though theoretically you should be able to read the Megillah in a foreign language. But there's a concern that, number one, there are certain phrases that we don't really know the translation. And to write it in Hebrew and to read it in Hebrew, it's not ideal. And also because, again, maybe some of our other translations are not precise. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tav Reish Tzadi Sif Tezvav, he writes, L'maisa yevshar klal latzis b'megillah ksuva balaz. In practice, you should not be fulfill your obligation with a Megillah that's written in a foreign language. We never heard of anyone doing this. And he says that, so he is not a fan, and he gives the reasons that we mentioned, the Rivash, the Ran. And there is another, and in fact, the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tav Reish Tzadi, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, he says that this is he cites this problem. He says, Achashtarani B'nei Ramachim, it's not known to us what the translation is. And if you read it, actually, you read it, Achashtarani B'nei Ramachim, in Hebrew, then ideally you shouldn't have a Megillah that's read in two different languages. And there's one other issue. In the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tafrei Tzadi, Seif Katan Lamed Beis, he says that a number of poskim disagree with this whole concept that a Megillah in a foreign language is kosher. It's not so correct. The Shilta Giborim cites the Riaz, the Rashbates, the Meiri, the Prichadash, the Vilna Gaon, and the Pnei Yeshua, some Achronim, some Rishonim, hold that when the Gemara says that you can have the Megillah in any language, it means that you can read it in any language. But the text has to be Ksav Ashuris, which is Hebrew. So in other words, there are a number of Rishonim and Achronim who hold that if let's say you want to read the Megillah in English, you would have to write the words in Hebrew font with English words, like phonetic English. So writing the Megillah with the English alphabet would not be a kosher Megillah according to number of Rishonim and Achronim. So we have two different reasons why, again, even in theory, it seems that maybe you could read and write a Megillah in English. But number one is we have a problem because there are certain phrases that are in Hebrew, that are in Persian, that we don't understand the translation. So that works for a Megillah that's written in Hebrew, but not for a Megillah that's written in a foreign language, because you have to understand every word. And secondly, and some are opposed to saying that we may not know the translations of many different phrases and we don't know how to translate properly. And number two, some Rishonim Achronim hold that when the Gemara says that you can read the Megillah in any language, it means that, yeah, you can read it in any language, but it has to be written in Hebrew, so it would have to be a phonetic English with Hebrew characters, so therefore an English Megillah in that case would be invalid.